This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate blocked the advancement of a major voting rights bill on Tuesday, with 60 votes required to advance the bill for debate. And Republicans opposing the measure in the evenly split 100-member chamber, the bill stalled. Lindsey Graham, a prominent South Carolina Republican, called the measure an insane idea in a statement released shortly after he voted no. He added, simply put, this is the biggest power grab in modern American history. Democrats plan to push for a revised version led by Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democrat who had announced his opposition to the legislation approved by the House of Representatives. His proposed changes include adding a national voter ID requirement and cutting a public campaign financing provision from the original version. But his changes to the measure have drawn no Republican support. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election that saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday it is creating 5 strike forces to combat illegal gun trafficking in the United States. The strike forces will target what the DOJ calls significant gun trafficking corridors, including New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington. This in the hopes of reducing violent crime. The announcement comes as President Joe Biden is set to address rising shootings and other violent crime surging in cities around the country. During a Wednesday speech, the New York Times reported that in the first 3 months of 2021, 37 cities saw on average an 18% increase in murders compared to the same period in 2020. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting continues to rage across Afghanistan, where officials reported Tuesday security forces had reversed some of the recent advances by the Taliban. Taliban insurgents have dramatically expanded their area of control since the foreign troop pullout process formally started May 1st, overrunning about 60 districts and inflicting heavy casualties on U.S.-trained Afghan security forces. The insurgent gains have fueled fears that a Taliban return to power is inevitable after all international soldiers leave Afghanistan by a September 11th deadline. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee will vote Wednesday on a package of 6 antitrust bills, including 2 that address the issue of giant companies such as Amazon and Google creating a platform for other businesses and then competing against those same businesses. The legislation drew fire Tuesday from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest U.S. business group. The group said the legislation will have, quote, dangerous consequences for America. It added antitrust laws, quote, should not be rigged against a small number of companies. In a separate development, the Federal Trade Commission has decided to review the company's planned purchase of U.S. movie studio MGM. That's according to a source familiar with the matter. The European Union announced Tuesday that it is once again investigating Google for what could be anti-competitive activities in digital advertising. The investigation will try to determine if Google is harming competitors by restricting third-party access to user data that could better target advertising. Google has said it will cooperate in the investigation. The EU has fined Google more than $9.5 billion over the past decade for restricting third parties from online shopping, Android phones, and online advertising. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday that thousands of asylum seekers whose claims were dismissed or denied under the Trump administration will be allowed to return. Policy will be for another chance at humanitarian protection. The Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their court hearings. AP is reporting that registration begins Wednesday for asylum seekers whose cases were either dismissed or denied when they fail to appear in court. Syracuse University reports there are nearly 7,000 asylum seekers whose cases were dismissed and more than 32,000 whose cases were denied. Many of those people are believed to have left the Mexican border region, thinking their cases were finished. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.